Just to finish out, in terms of the PI3 kinase inhibitors, and you hear a lot about PI3 kinase mutations. How often do you see it, incidentally?
About 40% of patients with metastatic ER-positive disease will have a PIK3CA mutation.
In terms of these mutations, are all the trials looking at it in combination with endocrine therapy or some other kind of therapy, or are there any looking as a single agent?
There are phase I trials that are looking at single-agent activity, but the registrational studies have been done in combination with endocrine therapy. There really does seem to be synergistic activity between PI3 kinase inhibitors and endocrine treatment. Currently, the trials have really focused on the second-line population in the metastatic setting, so in combination with fulvestrant. There are trials that have completed accrual that were fulvestrant with or without BYL, and then fulvestrant with or without GDC-0032.
Just out of curiosity, have objective responses been reported in patients who have gotten monotherapy?
Yes, they have, and I've certainly treated patients with monotherapy and have had activity previously.
You've actually seen patients who've gotten these agents and responded and benefited?
Yeah, no, I have. They do come with a cost. There certainly are real toxicities with these agents. They're associated with diarrhea, fatigue, some risk of pneumonitis, and risk of hyperglycemia.